CFW Mike the K along with you. Good morning. I just saw this. Do the Quick Trips around here, do they have the donut-inspired beer called Chocolate Glazer Coffee Stout? I saw this is available for a limited time. I guess I haven't seen this yet. Have you heard of this?
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the problems you could see.
Oh, oh.
I met your children.
Oh, oh.
What did you tell them?
Video killed the radio star.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Happy Monday to you. It is the 21st of October. And if you are a fan, you know what that means. Today is Back to the Future Day. Today, the day that Marty McFly and the DeLorean arrived in the future, October 21st. It was 2015 at 4:29 p.m. is when they showed up into the future. And now, believe it or not, what a 2024, that would have been 9 years ago. And I still see that one DeLorean around the Chippewa Valley all the time. I'm telling you, I think it's the one. I'm just saying.
Love.
There's Hugh and Lewis in the news. The Power of Love, 105.7 CFW on this Back to the Future Day. Yes, it was October 21st that Marty McFly went back to the future in the Back to the Future movie. It was October 21st to 2015, though. So that was already 9 years ago now. How about that? All right, let's get to it. Let's do the birthday and anniversary shout-outs for today, shall we? For this, the 21st of October. Brought to you by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. Each and every weekday morning, we do the birthday and anniversary announcements for you. You want to get somebody on the list, drop me a message through Facebook, either the 105.7 CFW Facebook page or my Mike McKay page. Or you can also text me or email me through that Civic Media app with the, when you're at 105.7 CFW. Just let me know who's celebrating and when. I'll get them on the list. Easy enough. Barb Eisenhuth is celebrating a birthday today. Pastor Kevin Hagan is celebrating a birthday today. He's pastor in Wheeler at the Nazarene Church over there. Good morning, Pastor. And Barb Schmidt celebrating a birthday today as well. So if it's your day today, birthday or anniversary, hope it's going to be a spectacular day. You're celebrating with Kim Kardashian is 44 today. All that money started out on following him around with cameras, huh? And, well, I guess they have built their brands, that's for sure. And Judge Judy is 82 today. Judge Judy, probably my favorite judge on TV. I don't really watch the TV judge shows, but I suppose she would be, if I had to say my favorite, I guess it would be Judge Judy. So there you go. She has made a lot of money being a TV judge. That for sure. Where did I see? I thought I saw recently she's like, her net worth is like 150 or $200 million or something. That's a lot more than she would have made just sitting around in a regular courtroom, that's for sure. Anyway, there you go. So again, if it's your birthday or anniversary today, hope it's going to be a great day. Birthdays and anniversaries every weekday morning, brought to you by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. CFW.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
Tell us what you love about her.
Oh, man, how much time you got?
At Lasker's, we'll show you exactly what she'll love almost as much as she loves you.
Well, here's one. She made the first move.
And it's the reason we love what we do.
This one time we're just hanging out, talking, and for whatever reason it was this pause, like just a long pause. And we were fine with being quiet and everything.
It's why we make and take sweet time to get to know the person you're buying for.
And then she put her hand in mine. That was it. We both knew. We've always had a silent language since then. She reads me, I read her.
Lasker's is the easiest place
to buy the right one for the right one.
Across from Oakwood Mall, Eau Claire.
And online at Lasker's.com.
That's love, right?
Looking for your dream home or the perfect investment? Whether it's a peaceful lakefront retreat or a cozy country escape, Royce Roberts at Edina Realty has you covered. Turn your real estate dreams into reality. Google Royce Roberts Realtor and start your search today.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you've got to see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale, it can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
So you were waiting until the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are. It's fall with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
Bjork Strand.
Ah, quit messing around. Go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
Bjork Strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
Bjork Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Bjork Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas, $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Attention gentlemen, fall is here and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily and are perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear plus shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Head to Muldoon's.com and see for yourself.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Warren Lowrider, 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. McKay in the morning along with you on this Monday. Hope it was a great weekend. Back to reality we go once again. Kind of a reality for me this morning. Was having some issues first thing this morning, but all straightened out, all squared away. It's all good now. I feel so much better. As a matter of fact, I'm usually a pretty optimistic kind of guy. Would you like to know where the most optimistic people in the U.S. live? Which states? I will tell you in a few minutes. It's not Wisconsin. It's not Minnesota. I'll let you know in about 15 minutes. Right now, Michael Jackson.
Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. Every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be. Well, how can I forget you, girl?
I'm
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you on this Monday morning. Hope it's going to be a great day today. Going to be another warm day. We're headed to 80 again for the expected high today. So out on Facebook this morning, I'm just curious, what's the dumbest way that you injured yourself? Really, no other way to sum that up. Karen said prying apart frozen pork chops using a steak knife. Ouch. Ouch. That does not sound good. Brandon said cut a decent amount of the tip of my finger off using a mandolin slicer. He said apparently there's a tool that you can stick into the potato. So that doesn't happen, but I'm too much of a man to use that. Yeah, and that's what happens. Also, Amy said she was getting drunk before my foot falling down the stairs at mom's house carrying a bunch of Pringles. Wow, there you go. So alcohol, I guess, was involved in that situation. How about you out on Facebook this morning? Okay, 105.7 CFW Facebook page or my Mike McKay page. What's the dumbest way you injured yourself? Feel free to share this morning. That way the rest of us won't feel so bad.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!
Gone and close.
this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight and fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone.
CLW, Mike McKay along with you. Eagle Eye Cherry, save tonight. All right, now I feel like I'm a relatively positive person. I usually try to look at the positive side of things. I mean, there's so many things that are out of our control that you got to just kind of go with the flow and hang in there. But a study has been done, and they looked at a variety of matrix to see where the most optimistic people live in the United States. Now, according to the study, 62% of Americans get up every day and say they're ready to take on a day. Okay, so that's not bad. That's 6 out of 10. I guess that's better than being the other way around. But the most optimist state, according to this study, are people that live in Wyoming. They said that 82% of Wyoming residents wake up ready to own the day. And 98% of residents are ready to bounce back and try again after experiencing a setback. So if you want really optimistic people, I guess you head to Wyoming. There's a lot of room in Wyoming, by the way. I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but Wyoming is not a very populated state. So maybe that's why. However, number two on the list is California, followed by number three, New Jersey, number four, Alabama, number five, Maryland. That's the top five most optimistic states as far as optimistic people. I did not see anything past number five. Maybe Wisconsin's at number six. Let's hope so.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Get your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on November 2nd at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, Wisconsin. Six award-winning barbecue pitmasters go head-to-head while your taste buds get punched in the mouth with lip-smacking barbecue. You'll listen to Blues Hall of Fame legend Joe Moss. Following Joe, Blues icon Taranzo Cannon hits the stage playing tunes from his number one album, Shut Up and Play. VIP tickets are only $27.50 and include barbecue samples from all six competitors, a full beverage of your choice, VIP pit passport, and both concerts. General admission tickets are just $17.50. Learn more at fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig. That's fishonmarinette.com, sponsored by Fincantieri, Marinette Marine, The Motor Company, Anderson's Culligan, and Farmers Merchants Bank and Trust. Blues, brews, barbecues, come get some.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store, or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Attention, gentlemen. Fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily and are perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear plus shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Head to Muldoon's.com and see for yourself.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue. Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren made her second visit to Eau Claire over the weekend in an effort to rally supporters for Vice President Kamala Harris. During her visit, Senator Warren focused on topics like affordable housing and criticized the Republican Party for not taking steps to fix immigration policies so former President Donald Trump can campaign on the issue. State Representative Jody Emerson also attended the event, reminding voters that the road to the state assembly runs through the Chippewa Valley. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that Wisconsin is lagging behind in getting children vaccinated. According to a press release from the Department of Health Services, Wisconsin kindergartners are behind on vaccines for diseases like polio, pertussis, and DTaP. The report also shows Wisconsin kids are vaccinated for MMR at a rate of about 85%, below the national rate of about 93%. Health officials are reminding parents to get their kids vaccinated to protect them and their communities. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be another warm one today. Mostly sunny, up to 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a bit cooler in the mid-70s. By Wednesday, it'll be a whole lot cooler with sunshine and a high in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
CFW.
Make a big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place. Singing,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street. Gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face. A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will rock you.
Somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you. We will rock you.
All right. Paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicked in my face, but I've come through.
I need to go home.
McKay in the Morning along with you. Our website, WCFW.FM. You should bookmark it. We've got all kinds of information on there for you. We have current weather information. We've got blogs from each one of us. We're usually updating those just about every day. There's news wrap-up on there for you. You can also, by the way, you can join our club and get an email with the latest local news right into your email box if you're interested in that. There's sports or state news. There's all kinds of stuff on there, all the different ways that you can listen to us other than at 105.7 on the FM dial, you know, you can different ways that you can stream us. So check it out. Bookmark it and take a peek every day. I look at our website every day just to see what's going on. You should too. WCFW.FM. All right, speaking of information society now. What's on your mind? 105.7 CFW. Happy Monday.
Here I am in
1057 CFW.
Yeah!
1057 CFW. Remember this one?